From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 25 people have been killed and at least 50 others wounded in a truck bomb that exploded near a key intersection in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Witnesses said the blast occurred during a traffic jam. A VOA reporter at the scene said buildings around the area were leveled by the explosion and dozens of destroyed cars continue to burn in the streets. Government soldiers have cordoned off the area and rescuers suspect that dead or injured people are trapped under the debris, some of the destroyed buildings fearing that the death toll will rise. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle says the Haqqani network in Afghanistan killed his infant daughter in captivity and raped his wife. Mr. Boyle gave a statement after landing in Canada late Friday with his American wife and three young children.
The stupidity and the evil of the Haqqani networks, kidnapping of a pilgrim and his heavily pregnant wife, engaged in helping ordinary villagers in Taliban-controlled regions of Afghanistan, was eclipsed only by the stupidity and evil of authorizing the murder of my infant daughter, Martyr Boyle.
Kaylin Coleman and Boyle were rescued Wednesday, 5 years after they had been abducted by a Taliban-linked extremist network while in Afghanistan as part of a backpacking trip. President Donald Trump's refusal to certify the Iran nuclear deal has sparked a new war of words between the two countries, fueling growing mistrust and a sense of nationalism among Iranians. The speech has also served to unite Iranians across the political spectrum and likely will strengthen the hand of hardliners within Iran. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military has launched an internal probe into the conduct of soldiers during a counteroffensive that has sent more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims fleeing to Bangladesh. Marissa Melton reports as many of those fleeing say they witnessed killings, rape, and arson by the troops.
Coordinated Rohingya insurgents' attacks on 30 security posts on August 25th sparked a ferocious military response in the Muslim-majority northern part of Rakhine State that the United Nations has said was ethnic cleansing. A committee led by Military Lieutenant General Ai Win has begun an investigation into the behavior of military personnel. The office insisted Friday that the operation was justified under Buddhist-majority Myanmar's constitution, but domestic investigations have largely dismissed refugees' claims of abuses. Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has pledged accountability for human rights abuses. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A mystery hacker has stolen sensitive information about Australia's multi-billion-dollar warplane and Navy projects. Phil Mercer has that story.
The virtual break-in saw cyber thieves take illustrations of a major Australian naval project. About 30 gigabytes of data was stolen. Details about new fighter planes, submarines and Australia's largest warships were also compromised. The breach began in July last year, but the Australian Signals Directorate, a domestic spy agency, wasn't alerted until November. Intelligence officials say the hack, which targeted a private defence contractor in South Australia state, was, in their words, extensive and extreme. But the government is insisting there was no threat to national security. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United Nations says attacks on schools are on the rise worldwide. More than 500 attacks in the first 6 months of 2017 have been reported, many of which were in war zones. Virginia Gamba, the UN Special Representative for Children in Armed Conflict, said 2017 may be a record year for the number of schools bombed and destroyed. She said a new pattern of attacks has emerged targeting school children, teachers, and education facilities. Gamba said this could have happened because schools are seen as a symbol of the state or armed groups are unhappy with the school's curriculum. A senior member of Germany's pro-business Free Democrat Party, or FDP, that is likely to be a partner of Chancellor Angela Merkel's new government, said in a magazine interview that he did not expect the coalition to form before the end of the year. Next week, Merkel's conservatives are due to start talks on forming a tricky coalition with the FDP and the Greens. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.